Welcome back. Let's talk to Mr. Matt Brown. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
Right, let's kick off with headlines today. US tech stocks wobble, Bitcoin stutters, and US tax reforms in focus. I didn't realise the S&P 500, the average company, pay corporation tax of 28%. Obviously, we're looking for this to pull back to 20%.
Yep. Look, the tax reforms, we keep talking about it. It has been stuttering, certainly over the past few months, but it looks like a vote may go ahead either today or tomorrow to finally get this through. What does this mean? Well, banks rallied actually yesterday in the US, but tech stocks pulled back a little bit. I mean, it led a little bit to the downside by Apple and the fears of, or the issues they've had with people being able to hack in and log on to your Apple computer. So not good news for them, but it is that rotation taking place. It may flip back, let's be honest, but at the end of the year, tech stocks have been fantastic this year, and it might be a case of just some money off the table. Look out for that. The tax reforms are supporting the market a little bit, but again, we've seen it better to travel than arrive story with Fed rate hikes, UK rate hikes as well, so it may be a similar story with tax reforms. Look out for that. We've had some strong Chinese manufacturing data this morning helping the markets a little bit. FTSE, obviously, with the strength in the pound, is down a little bit. But generally, the feel in the market is positive but tentative. And Bitcoin yesterday, I was watching the chart overnight, obviously shot through the 10,000 level. That obviously brought in a few sellers into the market and it went back down quite quickly. If you've got that on leverage, be aware. Look at your stops. Look at your margins. Don't overtrade it. It's
you sound like a wise old broker.
I've been there, done that. Lost my T-shirt.
Okay, FTSE, want to watch Aviva?
Yes, not as exciting as Bitcoin, but Aviva Insurance Specialist. Look, the company's doing quite well. Yep. Numbers out this morning. They've raised their guidance, raised their dividends, which is always a positive. Tripled their capital reserves. They're going to spend over the next year or so a few billion. Some of that's going to go into restructuring debt, which is always positive. So it's ticking all the boxes for a good investment. But the stock prices, it's been languishing around the £5 mark. Might go up. Ronnie Chopper on this week. He likes the stock. Check out that video.
Lots of contrarian thinking. Right, let's move on to small caps. Serica Energy.
Yeah, Serica, however you want to pronounce it, has come back to the market. Now, they were suspended. But the long and short of it, basically, is a reverse acquisition of BP's three oil fields in the North Sea. Bruce, Keith and Rum. It sounds like a Rolling Stones party.
<Very good. laughs>
It's not. The stock is trading up around 70p, having been suspended around 27p. These oil fields are going to bring a significant increase in reserves and production. It's a good story for Serica Energy, and if you owned them a week or two ago, you'd be very happy indeed.
Well done. Currencies, let's talk about the Great British Pound against the US dollar, 134.58, and the euro against the Great British Pound, 87.85.
Yeah, pound is on the move and showing a lot of strength to the upside. May see a bit of resistance around the 135 level, but its strength, and it's the Brexit negotiation talks. It just feels as if something may actually come, and this is getting investors excited about the pound. Euro sterling, 87.85, you know, far off now, the 90 handle. Euro, though, maybe a little bit too oversold.
Understood. Broker upgrades, downgrades. Babcock International today. Goldman Sachs going from a conviction buy to just a buy.
Yeah, and a big reduction in the price target, 1330 to 920. What do Babcock do? Well, their support services, mainly kind of in the military. I read a quote. It's involved in mission-critical environments, which akin to the Ministry of Defence, I understand, but also Network Rail. Are they in a mission-critical environment? Well, if you catch a train into London, you probably think they are. And they've also been kicked out of the FTSE 100. So, obviously, that's not good news. Goldman's still a buy, but not a conviction buy. And if you ever see Goldman's put a conviction on something, the stock
that
price does move.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, in terms of the core number today, 40%, what is that?
Actually, in relation to the FTSE constituents changing, Babcock are out, Just Eat are in. Now, 40% is the increase year to date in the share price. Fantastic rise for the company that is involved. Well, it's a broker. It pulls together all the small chicken shops, etc., takeaway outlets, and delivers them to the customers. Takes quite a healthy commission to do that, and it's the kind of number one in that space. You've got to look at competitors though, Deliveroo, Uber Eats, but it's done very well since its IPO in 2014, hence it's now in the FTSE. Merlin Entertainment are out of the
demoted,
FTSE.
Yeah.
So bear in mind, you know, people want to stay at home and eat pizza and chicken and don't want to go on roller coasters.
Boom, boom. Okay, let's wrap up with the economic calendar today in terms of the Eurozone CPI, in terms of the US core personal expenditure price index, and the initial and continuing jobless claims, and finally OPEC meeting in Vienna.
CPI numbers already out, actually a little bit weaker than expected, came in 1.5% versus 1.6%, not really too much to move the needle there. Look out for core personal expenditure price index out of the US. Now this is the gauge that the Fed usually use, so that can be quite important. Initial jobless claims, not so. But OPEC meeting in Vienna, the OPEC and non-OPEC members are expected to have the production cuts continue throughout 2018. That could be interesting for certainly Brent crude, and even NYMEX to some extent. Watch that. It's been well flagged in the market and has had a bit of an uptick on Brent over recent trading sessions.
Yep.
May sell off on the announcement.
Matt, thank you very much, Nick.